Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Leon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled Robinhood. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Popular stock trading platform Robinhood has come under fire for restricting its users' ability to buy shares, bonds, and other financial products and services on the popular Reddit community. The company has filed dozens of lawsuits for restricted subsidies, and the company now faces a dozen lawsuits in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. To dampen market volatility, investors who took part in the short break increased margin requirements and froze the possibility of buying additional shares of the exchanged shares. Robinhood stopped buying GameStop and other meme shares because they literally couldn't afford to let them trade. Motherboard was able to place our purchase on the Robinhood pre-trading app, but we were unable to buy additional shares in the company or any other stock on the exchange. Robinhood and other brokerages usually work with the market and do firms, but they cannot do business directly. Without formal telephone support, traders can use brokers to help them with business. In this respect, it is worth taking a look at how Robinhood makes money, by directing trades through a brokerage that is worth making trades for you. Second, Robinhood makes money by lending to business partners the shares that users buy with the margin of their money. You can invest in Robinhood Gold, which means that you borrow money from your broker to pay for a high-quality investment. Once you have been approved for an account for margin trading, you can trade on margin for gold options trading, which allows traders to buy or sell shares of something for a certain period of time, has also become popular on Robinhood. For investors who know what they want, the Robinhood platform is more than enough to make a quick swap. Not only that, but it also allows novices to trade complicated and extremely risky options, as you can lose more money than you have invested. So for investors looking for easy-to-use options and a simple trading experience, Robinhood can do the job. Robinhood has all the features needed to be productive in stock trading, such as streaming Bloomberg TV. It also makes it easy to showcase key stocks such as Snap, Apple, Twitter, Tesla, and others. If you want to learn more about Robinhood's free trade features, such as free trade, you can read it here. There are a number of stocks, ETFs, investment trusts, and other investment options that can be traded for free on Robinhood. By offering recurring investments, it seems they are working to remain competitive with the big brokers now that free trade is commonplace. The Robinhood Gold account is a premium account that offers longer trading hours and access to a variety of other features such as free trade, and free deposits. The Robinhood account, also known as Robinhood Instant, is the default account you receive upon signing up, giving you access and instant deposit, which allows you to purchase and sell through bank transfer or instant settlement, so that you can use your money immediately after the sale. Instant deposit refers to the funds that Robin offers as the actual deposit finds its way from the bank to Robinhood. First, the balance of your Robinhood account can be transferred to your bank via ACH or sold to another bank and all its assets. However, certain features require a 5-year subscription to Robinhood Gold, such as the ability to accept payments by order flow and free deposits. I used to trade with companies like Ameritrade and E-Trade, but these companies were not so popular, and I could pay between $10 and $15 per trade. With the advent of Robinhood, the cost of trading with these companies and trading through companies such as Ameritrade or E-Trade has fallen. Robinhood offers web and mobile trading, but the platform is deliberately unencrypted and investors may find that it lacks tradable securities, accounts and options. In my opinion, the Robinhood app is best suited for timeshare traders and investors who make less than 3 to 5 trades per week. When you buy or sell securities that are listed on the stock exchange, there are no commissions or fees in your Robinhood account. Basically, this means there are no fees to buy or sell shares in Robinhood's online brokerage these days. If you want to buy, trade or invest without commission, then this is not good for you. You can use the money deposited in your broker account to purchase cryptocurrencies through Robinhood Crypto. You can place or sell orders with the company and make money from those orders, or you can buy and sell them directly through the app without any fees or commissions. If you want to invest in virtual assets such as cryptocurrencies, a stockbroker may not be right for you. Robinhood is not the only brokerage activity that comes with it, but it allows trading in real time on your mobile device without requiring a brokerage account. If you are looking for an active investor and are not encouraged by recent headlines, consider a top investment app as an alternative to Robinhood. Stock trading apps are best for those who invest on mobile, and if you are interested in stock trading, you should also consider using mobile investing. This was Robinhood, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1172. My name is Leon Knight, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.